Okay, I found it. Here's a nice Beyonce song from the same album, a number called Freedom, and she got Kendrick Lamar singing with her on this. So let's see what Freedom sounds like from Beyonce.
Around the corner, seven misleading statements about my persona, six headlights waving in my direction, 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts, fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah, open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom.
You
Wow, I'm just getting used to Beyonce. I you have to understand, I was too busy being a college professor and a pastor of a church and everything. I haven't listened to this music before now. And since I'm trapped at home and I don't have a real job to go to, I just come in this office and start listening to the music, and the words make all the sense in the world. That was Kendrick Lamar, and you know, he won a Nobel Prize for something, for artistry and lyrics. I need to go on the World Wide Web and look up some of his lyrics and discover what made them give him that award. But, I mean, it's been a lot of things have been accomplished and established. And I think that when you love life and you love God up on top of that, then he gives you an opportunity to appreciate life and to appreciate the arts in a way far different from before. Because I recall when I grew up as a young man, the arts looked artful back there in the 60s. And I remember the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. Some of you haven't lived through 20, 25, 30 years. Well, here I am going on 80 listening to music, and I'm enjoying it. Well, I'll just keep this at the 30-minute rate. I want to thank you for coming to my website. Be in prayer for Johnny Jones. I don't know how he's doing. I'm going to call the hospital and try to check up on him. But you see, be in prayer for him. This is what I mean by that. Pray that his soul will be at ease. Because in this world, you know, that Bible that Beyonce was thinking about says, in this life, you will have tribulation. Oh, there will be some tribulation coming in your life. Don't be thinking that because of who you are, you're not going to experience some bad times. Hard times are coming. But you know what? We as a people, like Beyonce sung, Daddy's truth will help you through it. Don't be no fool. I cannot recall when I have ever taken a flu shot or a pneumonia shot. Well, when I was a kid, they gave vaccinations when I was in grade school. I think I was in the third or the fourth grade. But other than that, of course, when I had heart surgery, they had to give you certain kind of vaccinations. I don't know what they gave me then. But cognitively, consciously, if I'm not ill, I don't believe in putting vaccines in me. Now, I'm going to play fortune teller here and tell you what they're going to do. They're going to tell you, well, see, it's getting so bad, we're going to force everybody to take it. Once they put that in me, that serum or whatever it is going to find the part about me that's in me, the black man in me, the melanin in me, it's going to contact that thing that produces that gives us life and power and strength, and that thing will cut it off and I will die. That's how come I don't even want to be tested by them. No, I haven't had no swab put up my nose. Why in the hell are you getting in a line of people, sitting in a car so they can put a Q-tip up your nostrils and tell you and then they're going to tell you whether you well or unwell. Now, they can just arbitrarily pick the whole car of people and say, all of them are affected. Y'all stay home. Now, you stay home, and what's happening to your minds when you stay home? Your minds are becoming confused. Everybody's in that little congested place there, and you're confused. You can't get out. The kids want to talk with other kids. That's the way teenagers are. You can't tell them to shut up. Mama keep hollering from the kitchen, shut up, shut up, shut up. The kids are fighting with each other, and big brother and little sister's fussing and fighting, and daddy can't find no work. He's around the house all day. He start cussing, hitting mama. Everybody's fighting. The police come wearing masks. The neighbors are laughing. Then a gunshot goes off because a man around the block just blew his brains out. That's the kind of world we living in. And when you're living in the city, that is the way things happen. So I want you to listen to some daddy wisdom here. Now, this is how you live in a small place with a lot of people in it. You get a family meeting together and you get them all in one room and you say, listen, somebody in that unit got to break down and start crying and say, I love y'all. I really do. But we're not going to survive this attack on our humanity if we attack one another. See what I mean? No, you don't have to break out no Bible and start reading no Bible verses. No, 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 no. You just need to say, if we are a family unit, since we're here in this house together, we got to work with each other. We're not going to work against each other. Our purpose is to survive. There is a God in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to share this with you. I got to share it. I got to share it. And even my dog came in the studio. You can get out of here, Hardcore. No. I am telling you guys how to live and eat. And I just had a veggie burger delivered to me. Ooh, from Fat Burger. Now, I know. Wait a minute. I don't want you to. Wait a minute. Ooh. Look at here. I got to take a bite out of this. And I was feeling hungry, too. Ooh, you smell it, Hardcore? Hardcore's in doggy heaven. Wait a minute. Live on a webcast, I'm eating them. Wait a minute. Veggie burger. Okay, I know. All right, it's a good one. I'm wrapping it up. You guys hear me? I'm wrapping it. There it is. I wrapped it back up. I'm putting it back in the box. That one bite let me know that I'm going to enjoy this. And I got some fries. I could give my dog some of this. There you go, Harcourt. God is so good. Now listen, with this new way that we're living in this world, you don't have to go out and get in your car and go get nothing. They will bring the stuff to your front door and put it in your hand. Now I know, I don't know what I'm eating from their hand, but I'm eating something, and it's pretty darn good. So use some wisdom. Thank you, T, for the lunch. That was nice of you. You can survive in the unit that you live in if you and that unit get together and start. And I know this is going to sound all mushy and gushy and stuff, but it's raining and you can't go nowhere if you live in Los Angeles, so chill out and shut up and listen. You've got to start having some kind of family affection for the people that's living under the roof with you. Okay? Since they're in that apartment with you. You can't put them out. They ain't got nowhere to go. It's cold outside. Ain't nobody got no rent. Look here, I know Water and Power are going to send me a bill because my Water and Power bill is due on the 21st. Well, what is it? It's the 28th. And so it's been a week. And I don't think they're going to cut it off. They're just going to say, we need your money. I give it to them when I want to give it to them. I have it. I'm not in a hurry anymore. See? I'm not in a hurry because I had to learn from a young person that the world's not coming to an end if you don't pay for your stuff on the first of the month. Because that's the kind of world that I was raised in. I've been watching on the news, these people, they can't pay their rent and everything, and they have no more business. And I'm seeing white people, black people, everybody saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yes, they do. They know exactly what they're going to do. You know what they're going to do? Figure out where else they're going to move in and who they're going to move in with. That's what you do. You figure it out. Wait a minute. I can't stay in this $3,800 a month apartment. Who told you to spend all that money in the first damn place? If you live east of Main Street, the rent is cheap. I don't want to live over there. I remember I have a friend of mine. Matter of fact, he's ill now. But I said, why don't you move over here? I don't want to move back over there where you live. All those hooligans and thugs and everything else. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he got him a nice little place in the nice Jewish neighborhood to live in, they wanted him gone. Man, there's so much racial prejudice and bias. And as the world becomes more difficult to live in, we will find ourselves attempting to maneuver our way through this maze of difficulty. And that's what it is. The lens came out my glasses here. Yeah, a maze of difficulty, my friends. That's what it is that we're living through these days. I would secondly admonish you, because I'm on third base trying to come into home plate, right? Now, home plate, I'm starting off with that scenario that I painted when I first started this madness. Home plate is the other side. See, you're not going to make it through this terrible time unless you get the correct perspective on the other side. Because the other side is not like this side. And all those visions that was placed in your head by our captors, by the people that quote-unquote civilized us, some of the stories are legitimate, some of them are true, some of them are factual. But when you cross over on the other side, and if you treated everybody in your family that way, you live with all decency, and it's not going to be painful. I'm going to tell you what I told my daughter the other night, and I'm going to share it with you because I love you. You're my friends. I talk with you as often as I think about you. I really do. I love you. The people that come to my website, because it proves that they are human beings that love other human beings. I told my daughters, I said, if I should get COVID and you find out that I get it, don't be trying to rush to the hospital, because number one, they're not going to let you in there to see me, and seeing me don't mean nothing. And I told my daughter, I said, know this right now, because I'm telling you this now. And I said this as I looked at her on one of those contraptions, you know, messenger, where you can call a person and see them, because her dad is locked in and she's locked in. I said, know this, if I get COVID and if I die, I'll be coughing and struggling for air and everything, but I won't be thinking about you and the girls and your kids and your sister, because I've had that time to tell you I love you now. And in my heart of hearts, I'm going to be laughing and asking God to take me out as soon as he possibly can, because that's the way I roll. So now they know not to act up or to act poorly, and that's what I'm asking you to consider as you look at your life, as you look at how you're living around the people that you're around. Having said that, and I see that my sound is starting to tweak a little bit, I'll say thanks for coming to my website. God bless you.